was the weekend enjoying with all the kids. We just found this place up there big enough to play ball in front of somebody's house and up there behind Lester next to the mill pond. And we made our bets. We'd go out in the woods and get us a good piece of hickory that felt right for a baseball bat. And we'd peel the bark off of it, and that's what we used for a bat.
Did you have a cover? You didn't have a cover on the string ball?
No. We just tied it. And we had no big needle after we got so much of it together. We'd take and loop that needle around through that to keep it from coming apart. Mm-hmm. And there was no cover on it whatsoever, just a string ball. We made it about the size of a tennis ball, what a tennis ball is now. Some of them just a little bit larger.
Well, could you hit it a long way?
Oh, yeah. Depend on what you had in the center of it, see.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we'd find something harder than the sweet gum ball and put it in there. And if you could find a small rubber ball and wrap it all around that, you had a good ball then.
Uh-huh.
You could knock it a long way. But we had a lot of fun on the weekends with it.
Yeah.
And back then there was Junior Cook, L.D. Smith, and Thomas Lester, and Freck Sterling, and Edward, Lewis Landers, and we just had the Heltons lived behind us back there, but Opal was a bit older than the boy, and his name was Wimmerdale,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't quite old enough to played as rough as we played at times, but
yeah.
I timed Opal to get out there and play ball with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brokers and the Willies, James Willie, and they live right up in the Brokers there in Davo.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we had the old depot up here. Like I said, we had the train two a day on the passenger train. There's no buses through it at all. What we do there, if we ordered anything, but we knew it was going to be on a southbound train that was ordered out of Chicago from Sears or whatever. Mama used to order her chickens and little bitties.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they would ship them in there by train, and we would meet the trains over there until they'd send a notice that it would be shipping there too. And we'd be there and meet the train when the chickens come in.
Oh, uh-huh.
Pick them up, carry them home.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all have a cow?
Oh, yes, we had a cow. Mm-hmm. We had a cow.
You had a cow and a garden and chickens?
Had a cow and a garden. We had two peach trees, and that was good fruit.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we raised our own chickens. And a lot of times we'd have a special occasion, and they have fried chicken on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And that was a treat. Mm-hmm. Especially if you had the preacher, we had to fix chicken.
Yeah.
But we had a good time growing up.
Yeah.
And it was rough, but for kids, and you can look back at it, and you wonder how we made it, but we did, and we enjoyed it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk to Elaine just a little bit.
Okay.
Elaine. Now, y'all, you were living in Fastrell.
Yes.
And you moved to Dyball.
Yes, I was living in Fastrell, going to school in Rusk.
Uh-huh. Because they didn't have a high school at Fastrell?
No. Well, they had a school, but it wasn't a high school, wasn't there. They had a school that all the classes up to high school was in the
uh-huh.
same room.
And then you had to go to Rusk.
By bus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you found out you were going to move to Dyball, how did you feel?
I didn't move. Mm-hmm. I stayed in Rusk and went to school till I was a senior, and I came to Dyball when I was a senior.
Uh-huh.
Mother and Daddy and everybody but me moved. It was living with them.
But you did. You were here.
I moved in my senior year.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You came.
I came back and moved in midterm,
uh-huh.
my senior year.
Oh, and then you were
in the year, uh-huh. sometime.
But you did graduate.
Yeah, I graduated
with
here.
A class of 40.
Yes, the salutatorian.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rowan and Kimmy was valedictorian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about Fastrell.
Well, I can remember there's a lot of houses similar to each other, and then on the street we lived, Miss Glass, Sam's mother, she lived behind us.
Uh-huh.
And she worked, and I helped her sometimes when I was a kid. And the Stokes lived two houses down, Mary Lou's mother,
uh-huh.
Mary Havard's mother and daddy. And the Thompsons lived across the street from me. Elmer and...
George Thompson.
Yeah, George Thompson. And we had a swimming hole in there. We went swimming. Everybody went swimming in summer. To call it a swimming hole.
Was it in the river or was
in
it...
In the river. It was one little shallow place in the river.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy once told me I could go swimming when I learned to swim. I'd go down there with him when I learned to swim.
So what did you do? Go down there and jump in?
Next time they came, he let me go. But then we moved. When they moved to Fastrell, I stayed with my sister, and Robbie and her husband, and went to school in Rust part of the time.
Uh-huh.
And then I came to Dieball in midterm, and or before midterm,
mm-hmm.
and decided that I was going to move home, and I went to school here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my daddy had built those Red Town houses. They were uh-huh. called Red Town houses.
Yeah.
And we lived in the first one.
Uh-huh. Well, who were some of your neighbors in Redtown? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I wouldn't live there very long. I didn't stay there very long.
Yeah, because...
He came and got...
Uh-huh. Well, tell me now how y'all met.
We went to Halloween Carnival, Halloween Carnival here in Dieball, and I saw him there. I was staying with my mother then, and we went to that church way down there, that Baptist church. What was it for?
Second
Baptist church down there. And then I went back to Rust to finish and school, and then after I graduated from here, I went back to Rusk
mm-hmm.
and put my application in to go to work up there. And he came while I was there and asked me to marry him. And we came on back here and went on to Houston and got married
mm-hmm.
in 1940.
Don't forget you had to stop in Livingston to get a marriage license.
Yes, we stopped in Livingston. He got the marriage license.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because we was with his brother and Philip and his wife
mm-hmm.
and her brother.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how many children do y'all have?
Three.
What were their names?
Virginia Lynn Taylor and Judy Lee Taylor and Robert Michael Taylor.
Okay.
We left Dieball when she talked about getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And when we left Dieball that morning, I asked her daddy, could we get married? She said, yep. So went into Livingston, stopped, got a marriage license, just on the way. Went on to Houston, and we were living with Philip Musil at the time. J.D. Ball was with us. So we went in on Jensen Drive, and there was a tabernacle in there. So the preacher lived across the street. And it was 2726 Jensen Drive, and the preacher's name was Reverend John Smith. And back then, money was hard to come by, and I didn't have time to buy a ring, so I borrowed a ring. Okay. We got married. Well,
didn't have a big wedding like they have nowadays.
No,
we give our kids.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people didn't.
No, back then, as long as you said I do.
Yeah, that's it.
Get a marriage license, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it was it's interesting to think back how we got married, and here it is.
See, I don't know
what
in my senior class when I moved back here.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother.
Mm-hmm. And you all just had two boys in your class.
Yes, John and
Earl.
Yeah, John
Rector.
Rector and Earl Smith.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah, there wasn't very many in there.
No.
Jackie, Oliver. Annette Burris and Mert.
Yeah. Did you enjoy going to school when you came over?
Yes, They, you know, they had that big hotel there. That log hotel.
Antlers Hotel.
Right there by the school.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed that because we could run in and look at all that, you know, while we were playing.
Uh-huh.
We had our pictures taken, you know, there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a picture taken when we had a kid day here.
Yeah.
We had pigtails. Jack and Oliver and I had pigtails. We had some. They were on a car that parked there.
Uh-huh. Well, we put that in the cornbread whistle.
Yes, sure did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I remember that Frankie Jackson and Jackie Oliver were about the only girls that had cars.
Yeah.
They would get to bring their cars.
Oh, yeah, Jack and I did it, rode up and down the road after school, you know.
Yeah, because she had to drive for her daddy, and so he'd let her bring.
They had a big store back there.
Mm-hmm.
And
he owned some property up in Jacksonville. Yeah. She'd drive him up there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went up there to visit her up there.
Yeah. Well, she moved up there after she finished school, didn't she?
Yeah, and then she married R.M. Moorhead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they've been back for homecomings.
Yeah. I've seen Jackie several times. She's been by to see him. Mm-hmm.
He was in construction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. We mentioned the Second Baptist Church, Franklin. Do you remember anything about that?
The first Second Baptist Church was over behind the quarters in an old building over there. I don't remember what it was used for, but it was an old, a beat-up building. Then on down that same road over there, up at the other end of it, the Connors had a grocery store over there. Cliff Connor and his daddy. It was in the Connor family up there, and they had a grocery store on the other end of that road back there behind where Mr. Oliver's house was. Then later, they built the Second Baptist Church down below where Ike Green's house was over there.
Now that would be First Street today.
It would be First Street on the south end of it there.
Mm-hmm.
And don't remember who the preacher was there at the time, but I was baptized in the Second Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, did they? Where did they baptize you?
In the Emporia Pond.
Okay.
Emporia Pond's not there anymore, but anyway, that's where everybody was baptized down there then.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, not everybody, because everybody didn't believe in dipping you in water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's where I was baptized, in Emporia Pond.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you, and then was that Second Baptist Church still here when you left, Dibal, or you?
It was here when I left, and I don't know what happened to it after that.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go fishing in Emporia Pond?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Used to fish down there quite a bit when I was a youngster.
Yeah.
They had two ponds, the upper pond and the lower pond, and finally, the upper pond dam broke and just washed the whole ponds out then, and they never did rebuild a dam on it.
Oh,
But we used to go up there, and we could swim over on the back side of the Emporia Pond.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kahn, Alex Kahn, I believe, they owned that property in there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd swim on the back side where they couldn't see us.
Oh, could have been there. Good thing somebody didn't get your clothes then.
But anyway, that's where we used to have to spend weekends down there during the summer and just go down there off and on. And we'd go fishing with Lewis Placker and Wallace and I would. We would walk. Whenever it's done, we'd walk down Yellow Bluff, Rhine's Lake, down to the river. We'd carry what we needed to fry fish with because we had to catch fish to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go down there. Back then, the boats weren't locked at the river down there. There's a boat there, we'd borrow it. And they'd keep it overnight and bring it back. Put it right back where we got it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they would come looking for it, but we let them have the boat back. Mm-hmm. But when it's still, we just borrowed it.
Yeah, just borrowed it.
But we had to paddle that boat up the river to Cedar Creek. And that's a pretty good, you'll get out the time you got there.
Yeah.
But,
and I guess you went out to Rhines Chapel, at Rhines Lake fishing too.
Oh yeah, Rhines Lake. And I remember when they pumped water from the river to Rhines Lake, then they pumped water from Rhines Lake to the mill ponds in Davao. Mm-hmm.
And were the pipes, were they above ground?
Yeah, mm-hmm. All the pipes were above ground. Mm-hmm. But they had to keep the water level up in the ponds over here. At the log ponds, keep their logs floating, and they wet them down to keep the insects out of them. Mm-hmm. And, but we'd get out there and walk those logs and go completely across the pond. But I can very well remember seeing water run up into the ponds over there and then run from the river to Rhines Lake. Mm-hmm. And Admiral Lester, I remember when he got killed down there. That's he was working on a pump, mm-hmm. and he blew up and killed him. Mm-hmm. But,
You didn't have any trouble finding anything to do? Did you keep him busy?
We stayed busy all the time. Uh-huh. And there's always something for the kids around there that would never get into anything mean or anything like that, but... Of course, on Halloween, sometimes...
I was trying to say, what did you do on Halloween?
Well, sometimes we turned some of the outhouses over, but we had to go back next day and put them up. I guess the worst thing I ever saw or helped do one time is the First Baptist Church. There was a group got together and took a wagon apart. And then they carried all the parts of this wagon in and put it up in the pulpit and put it back together.
In the pulpit?
Put it up the pulpit and put it back together.
I haven't heard that one.
Well, we had to touch the port and get it later. But then Wood Russell had his commissary or store just the other side of it. And there was a barbershop behind him. And the Welches lived over on the other side of that curve. And the Rectors. And the Fonds lived on this end of it there. Mm-hmm. And you come on down there next to the old box factory, the hammer factory, and the hoes were over there. And, I don't remember, quite a few of them still. I could probably think of them later. Mm-hmm. But my first job that I ever had with Southern Pine Lumber Company paid 18 cents an hour.
What were you doing?
Working in the lab near for Floyd Bolas. Mm-hmm. I think I was 16 at the time. Back then, there wasn't no age requirement. As long as you're old enough to work, well, big enough to work, well, you could work.
Yeah.
But I was 18 cents an hour. Mm-hmm.
You were glad to get it.
Oh, yeah. You never got it. We got paid in these little chips. And later, we got these little coupons. You tear them out, go to the grocery store or barbershop, anywhere you wanted to. And that's how you, drugstore, grocery, and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
You had to spend them in Davao.
Yeah.
But sometime you could cash them in, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Save them up and
exchange
cash
them.
Yeah, you could exchange them for money, but you had to, I don't remember what it was, but most of the time, I remember Joe Bob Hendricks would buy them up at a discount. Mm-hmm. And he would save them up and then he'd cash them in later. Mm-hmm. And he made a lot of money off of it. Mm-hmm. But, I have I should have brought that little thing and got in the office. I got it from the office down there.
With the coins in it.
Yeah. It has the old temple coins encased in plastic. Mm-hmm. And that would be interesting to see that.
And that temple should have them somewhere around there.
Huh?
The temple made it, fixed it up.
Yeah.
So it was in there.
But they're encased in plastic and it's the nickels, dime, quarters, and... half dollars and quarter and dollars. Mm-hmm. But everything had a different color. Each denomination had a different color to it.
And they were made out of cardboard?
Mm-hmm. They were sewed together, round. Mm-hmm. And they were sewed together on the outside. We just called them company chips.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And named it.
Well, paper money then.
Yeah, with what it was.
But that would have been interesting to keep some of those, I think, mm-hmm. if we do. But I have a copy of a lot of it encased in plastic. Mm-hmm. And that'll stay there a long time.
The desk weight.
Huh?
Desk weight.
Mm-hmm.